Remove the shackles, take off the chains, turn on the engine, and put the U.S. economy in the passing lane.
By lowering everyone's tax rates all the way up the income scale, each of us will have a greater incentive to climb higher, to excel, to help America grow. The power of these incentives would send one simple, straightforward message to an entire nation. America, go for it.
Congress is debating whether to go for it one more time and keep the Bush-era tax cuts on the books.
When Ronald Reagan let her rip back in 1985 and lowered taxes, the federal debt was about 43% of the whole U.S. economy. Today, it's nearly 100%.
Going for it. The U.S. deficit reaches higher.
America underwater? It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, America, trying to refinance to lower its monthly payment with those lower taxes. It's Monday, November 15th.
Higher taxes is the phrase nobody will say in Washington. Let's get a check on the top news stories this morning. Congress begins its lame duck session today. Last chance for the 110th to get some things done. President Obama hopes to find some compromise with Republicans on spending, on don't ask, don't tell, and on the START nuclear treaty.
They're still flush with victory. Having run a strategy that was all about saying no. But I am very confident that the American people were not issuing a mandate for gridlock.
The focus is expected to be on those Bush-era tax cuts. Republicans want to keep them in place despite the $4 trillion cost over a decade. President Obama is signaling that he can compromise.
We should be able at least to get through the lame duck, making sure that taxes don't go up for middle-class families starting January 1st.
Also on today's agenda in the House, New York Congressman Charlie Rangel's ethics trial gets underway. He faces 13 charges, including allegations that he leaned on lobbyists and corporations for millions of dollars in contributions.
Taliban fighters stormed a NATO base in eastern Afghanistan, killing five NATO troops. Two other soldiers were killed in separate attacks today, making it the most lethal day for NATO in over a month. That comes as word the U.S. and NATO plan to begin transferring security duties in Afghanistan to Afghan forces sometime over the next 18 to 24 months. The New York Times says the plan will be presented at a NATO summit this week. The cholera epidemic continues to spread in Haiti.
There are now more than 900 confirmed deaths and more than 11,000 people have been hospitalized. What we don't know is how many people have fallen out with cholera and have never made it to the hospital.
That's Julie Sell with the American Red Cross in Haiti. The death toll includes 27 in Port-au-Prince alone.
Voter registration is underway in southern Sudan for a vote that could split Africa's largest country. It's all in preparation for a January referendum on whether the South will gain its independence. Arizona is now the 15th state to approve medical marijuana. They finished counting last night and the measure passed by just 4,000 votes. And it's pretty flush times if you're a CEO. The Wall Street Journal says the chief executives of the largest U.S. public companies saw a 3% bump in salary last year. The average pay for a CEO, $7.2 million a year.
Some jitters over in Europe this morning. The Irish government says it hasn't asked for and doesn't need a Greek-style bailout from the European Union. There's been talk of a $125 billion package for the struggling Irish economy. Ireland's justice minister calls the plan fiction, but these people in Dublin say things are bleak.
Friends of mine have left the country, yeah. Quite a few have gone away.
My husband has had a 40% pay cut. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's not looking good.
Instead of a bailout, there are reports Ireland is considering asking for money from the European Union's emergency fund. Asian markets mixed, European indices up. Futures are up a little bit on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,192, the S&P 1,199, and the NASDAQ opens at 2518. Greg Griffin from Bad Religion joins us later in the hour. And what should Washington do about the Bush-era tax cuts? Give us your opinion at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
In just a minute, we're going to talk about those tax cuts and tax cuts through history and some of the lessons we've learned.